The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So continuing to discuss the seven factors of awakening, following the joy factor of awakening comes the tranquility factor of awakening. And in the teachings of the Buddha, that pattern repeats itself many times, that first there's joy, and then there's tranquility. And one of the common phrases in the suttas is that when the mind is joyful, the body becomes tranquil. And when the body is tranquil, there arises happiness. So exactly how this works, I can't tell you. It depends a little bit of what we think joy is. But I think it's in part something that's very reassuring, that somehow to begin experiencing some feeling of delight, joy, happiness, goodness in meditation, that it's reassuring. Something can release, something can relax. Oh, this is good. I'm here. I'm starting to be home. This is a good place to be. It's okay not to be running around searching, wanting, fighting, resisting, hoping. It's okay to kind of be reassured just to be here and settled and relaxed. And the function of this tranquility in the Buddha's path of meditation is not tranquility for its own sake, but tranquility for the sake of happiness. That joy precedes tranquility, and then that opens up the possibility for a deeper happiness. And exactly what we mean by happiness, maybe is each of us will have a different idea. But it's something that opens up throughout the body. It's often considered to be an embodied feeling of contentment or happiness, warmth, goodness. That the tranquility enables, because tranquility kind of is something that's meant to spread through your body, open your body, so the tensions of your body are not holding things in check. And so as the body opens up more and more, and we get to feel and open to the body, then there's more room for a well-being, an embodied sense of well-being that doesn't really depend on what's happening in the world, doesn't really depend on having our desires met or having, you know, an evaluation. Doesn't depend on someone praising us or having worldly success, but comes from the state of mind and body that we've kind of settled into in a meditative way. It's not easy to experience this, and so this is in terms of the factors of awakening. You know, this tranquility is now step five, and I think that as with Anapanasati, you know, we're all, whether we consciously know it or not, we're all kind of moving through these factors. Different days and different ones are salient. But I think that percentage-wise, I bet average meditator spends much more time on the first one, mindfulness. A little bit, and then somewhat less time with investigation, somewhat less time with I don't know if effort exactly fits, but less time with feeling joy and less time with feeling tranquility and less time feeling this good happiness and then samadhi, concentration, and then equanimity. So I'm saying this so we don't set ourselves up and think that it has to be linear, it has to be like more and more of the good stuff. You know, the meditation has a lot to do with starting over and working with, you know, working with what's we have and what's going on. And then slowly, you know, that we might find ourselves developing and moving into the direction of that these seven factors awakening are pointing to. But tranquility. In the mid-1970s, when the first American Vipassana teachers in our lineage, who kind of were establishing Vipassana in the United States, they were going to look for a retreat center to have first retreat center. And they came across a closed monastery kind of place in a place called Barre, Massachusetts, small little town. And as they were driving through town to see the place, in the middle of town there's a little statue from the kind of commemorating the colonial times or the Revolutionary War or something like that maybe. But anyway, the motto of the town is tranquil and alert. And they said, oh, this is our place. This is the place for a meditation center. Tranquil and alert. So certainly the tranquility that comes along with alertness, not bright, energetic alertness, but the kind of clarity and simplicity of alertness, it's really here, present. So not the tranquility where we get lethargic or dull or start falling asleep, which is a little bit the danger with tranquility. It's easy to linger in it, rest in it. It's easy to indulge in it in such a way that it actually becomes soporific. It puts us asleep. And the art of meditation is to be able to stay alert and clear while being this deep tranquility. And that's why I like this myself, this lake metaphor, image for tranquility, that early in the morning when the air is completely still and quiet and very clear at dawn, and everything and the surface of the lake is so still and quiet and peaceful, but completely clear. It's like, so this clarity that comes with tranquility. So it's important when there's a lot of tranquility to kind of bring into balance these factors of awakening. And so it might be a little more energy is needed to keep that clarity. Or that's maybe the part of the function of the joy, is to keep a little bit brightness there. So the mind can be soft, light, and bright at the same time. And so we're kind of tracking ourselves. And so it's very important in any kind of meditation state when there's some nourishing qualities that are present to not the art of not indulging in it or resting in it in a certain kind of way or savoring it in a way that, but also allowing ourselves to be nourished by it, allowing ourselves to feel the goodness of it without leaning into it or holding on to it or becoming complacent. I think as people get calmer in meditation and a lot of their tensions and anxieties and different things settle down, it's very easy to fall into complacency and just be content to kind of feel calm and relaxed, and the mind wanders off and fall asleep, and because there's not really the little brightness of practice, of engagement. So this bright tranquility, this bright serenity or peace that comes along, and bright, tranquil and alert. And then, as I've maybe said already, that for the Buddha, each of these factors of awakening have something that nourishes them. And then in the case of tranquility, tranquility nourishes tranquility. So if you want to be tranquil, go find something, find tranquility. Because that tranquility feeds us or influences us or something. So it could be going into, some people find have tranquil places they go. There are places, believe it or not, buildings that are tranquil buildings. I used to go sometimes into some of the churches in Europe when I lived there. Just to sit quietly. Some of them were quite tranquil and peaceful, and just it was wonderful to just go, you know, hustle and bustle of town, come across this wonderful little church and go in and be so peaceful and just sit there for a while and take it in. And it felt like nourishing to take it in. Many people associated with places in nature, even if it's a very small little park, you know, that can be a tranquil place. So yesterday I was in a park, and there was a piece of the park, just a few trees that, oh, this is a peaceful place. And it was nice just to be there and take it in. Or maybe a tranquility can be found with a cup of tea. It doesn't, you know, just to contentedly drink the tea, to drink the tea as if this is meant to be a place to drink tranquility. It's a little bit footnote that the word piti, P-I-T-I, that's the word for joy, also in Pali means to drink. So it's the idea of nourishment, drinking in something. And then when you sit and meditate, can you support yourself with tranquility as you meditate? Do you just take it to chance? You just gamble that today I'm going to sit down and maybe there'll be some tranquility. Or do you sit down in a place that's tranquil? Sometimes people find that just straightening out their room before they meditate just seems to kind of support a little more tranquility rather than a messy room and a clean place. And then to take some time to value tranquility, calmness. And so to sit down and see if there's any of it here. So tranquility nourishes tranquility. So the ability to recognize it and allow ourselves to feel it when it is there, then to avail ourselves of that. And I love the term nourishment, to be nourished by this. It goes along with translating kusala, the word for skillful or wholesome, translating as wholesome. Because one of the things wholesomes mean, I think, in English is a kind of something which is healthy for us, it's nourishing for us, like wholesome bread or something. And so this idea that what we're doing in this Buddhist path is we're nourishing ourselves with what's wholesome. And that's a very different paradigm for meditation practice and Buddhist practice than the acquisitive paradigm and the I got to do it and I got to work at it and, you know, get concentrated and make something happen and get something to happen to me. And, you know, there can be a lot of unhealthy, unnourishing attitudes that we bring to meditation. So is there a nourishing attitude? Is there an attitude that is kind of touch and do this practice, engage in our life, live our life, so the very way that we live our life feels nourishing, feels wholesome, feels supportive, that is onward leading. Just that each of these factors of awakening is onward leading. Tranquility, when you practice, is not a dead end. When you're practicing mindfulness sincerely, tranquility itself is onward leading, is support to go to a kind of happiness and contentment, which then becomes a support for samadhi, for concentration. And if we take samadhi to be a unification of mind where we're feeling of becoming whole, then this tranquility that allows us to kind of be at ease in our whole body and mind, that kind of supports us to be kind of really centered and here in a deep way without the tensions and the conflicts and the divisions that prevents us from feeling a wholeness, then we understand how this tranquility, being tranquil, is a support for the wholeness, feeling of wholeness or unification that comes with samadhi, which will be the topic for these early morning tomorrow. So for now, you're left with tranquility. Can't be that bad. Thank you.